Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Parshas Kisisa. We all know that, of course, the most famous episode of Parshas Kisisa is Chet HaEgel. We're not going to talk about Chet HaEgel. We're going to actually talk about the first few psukim of the Parsha, which we'll not only read now, but we're going to read again in a few weeks for Parshas Shabbat Shkalim. And what I wanted to share with you is an insight of the Nesiva Shalom, in which initially it seems like something that many of us already have been familiar with. But after developing and seeing it through his lens and seeing that it's not just something that pertains particularly to Machzah Shekel, but in other areas of Torah really helps you appreciate the insight and what he's able to contribute in terms of understanding it on a holistic, on a more global level in terms of Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Sefer Shalom points out that we all know that the halach is based on the psukim, v'ha'ashe lo yarbeh, v'hadah lo yamit, right? A wealthy person is not allowed to give more than a Machzah Shekel. A poor indigent person is not to give less than a machat. Everybody has to give the exact amount. And the Nesiva Shalom points out that if you look throughout Torah, there are many times in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs people about mitzvot or about relationships that need to be in pairs. We're generally accustomed that the number 7 and the number 8, like the Maharal explains, the Lamal and Atav, numbers that are unique or have special, I would say, character traits or qualities in the world of Machshava, less so about the number 2, but the Nesiva Shalom points out that there are a number of different examples in which the number 2 is highlighted. So just to give you an idea, Adam HaRishon was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it didn't take him too long to the Kiviyachol realize, Lo Tova Yoslev Ado, it wasn't so good for him to be by himself, and he created Chava. And we know that with Noach, he brought him onto the Deva, and it was always in pairs, right? You didn't have to have pairs, obviously, to procreate, but the concept of having multiple pairs. You also notice that we have something that we kept in the Aron. They were called the Luchos, also in pairs. He also points out that the Luchos represent two important values, Yira and Ava, also in pairs. Pairs, the number 2, is definitely another one of those numbers that is centrally focused on when you will look into things deeply from the perspective of Machshava. Why? Why do things have to be in pairs? And that will help us understand why it is that the Torah constructor structed in such a way that it was not permitted for a wealthy person to give more than a half a shekel, and that for a poor person to give less than a half a shekel. It also has to be in pairs. What's going on with these pairs, and how can that help us understand the Machas is a shekel, and perhaps a lot more about our Avodas Hashem. So we're going to start. I kind of summarized everything that he said in the first paragraph already, and we're going to start with his Mahalach, his approach, in the second paragraph where it says, Valderach Zeh. Valderach Zeh Yishchelak HaTorah Shayochil Levado Eino Yochel LaHasigo. There is a part of Avodas Hashem, a part of Kiyum HaMitzvos, the fulfillment of the Torah, that simply cannot be achieved on one's own. Kim B'Koach HaOlam Shal Kol Klal Yisro. All of Klal Yisro needs to be participating. You got to be part of the Hamonam. You got to be part of the collective we in order for us to be able to intensify this type of relationship with Hashem. He quotes the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech from Lizhinsk, and he points out the following. Or Zeh Yesh Lomer, about 5 lines down. Inyan Machatz Hashegahu, Hiskashus L'Olam Shal Kol Yisrael, Shal Machatz Baal L'Horos, Shal Yochid Nosei Ba'atzmo Eino El Machatz, Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Torah is highlighting that if you really want to know how you're going to connect to Hashem, it's never going to be simply by yourself. That in the eyes of Hashem, the greatest value is our achdus. And the way in which we can be dovek b'Hashem, and the way in which the Nesiva Shalom uses the word being miskasher, having developed this deep-rooted connection, is never going to be me and Rabbi Abraham as independent entities. But it's only going to be when we're arm in arm going for the same goal, for the same purpose, ki'ish echad, b'lev echad. And he goes on to prove his point, substantiated with famous Gemaras, one of which is the Gemara in Tainis, which the Gemara says that if a Talmud Chacham learns by himself, as opposed to learning b'chavrus, in addition to the Shechina not necessarily being sharoi in the same qualitative way that it is when you have a chavrusa, but in fact, the Talmud Chacham is not going to understand Torah as deeply. He may even become foolish because you won't have somebody to push back on him. And so once again, you see that this concept of being in pairs, working together, is something that is so integral to our Avodas Hashem. And that says the Nesiva Shalom as to why the Torah structured Machatzis HaShekel in the way it did. However, the Nesivim Shalom takes it to the next level, one in which our understanding of the way the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built had to be built with this premise. And don't get too excited, but given the fact that it's Erev Purim Katan, tomorrow's Purim Katan, it's okay if we throw in a Shtikel Torah from Purim, yeah? Everybody okay with everybody? Good. So says the Nesivim Shalom in the next paragraph, Uba Ofim Yuchat Shach Inyan Hiskash Saklaif Avodas HaMishkan O Beis HaMikdash. This concept of the collective we, understanding that we don't work as separate entities, but that we have to work arm in arm, is a basic fundamental principle on which the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash needed to be built on. You know what the Nesivim Shalom points out? Most people read right through that. Yeah, you're going to take the money and you're going to attribute it to the Beis HaMikdash. No one realizes what was this money going to specifically? What did the Torah specify? The avodas oel moed, shavodas hamishkan haisa tzrichalios, aide machatis hashekel dafka. Ooh, you know what the Nesivim Shalom says? He says that the avod in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash needed to be done with this money in particular. Why? Ki inin haBeis HaMikdash hi ki tzeiv asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. We know that the Torah instructed us in Parshas Truma, build for me a house that I'm going to be able to reside in. I will live in. Salcham, in them, not in it. What's going on? We've talked about this before, but he gives a new nuance. Beautiful, new nuance. Listen to this, Phil. Sha'al yidei beis ha-migdash, ha'ya kol echa v'echa mi'yisrael miskasher mistabik v'yashem yizbarach. Klal Yisrael eats, needs to be collective, being dovek v'ashem, v'lazeh yi'efshar le'hagia v'bakasher kol Yisrael. Says the Nesivim Shalom. You know what Hashem is saying when he says, V'yasu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham? It's conditional. Make for me a house that I will reside in on condition that what? V'shachanti b'socham. Everybody's got to be able to be dovek b'Hashem. It's not enough that some people on one side of the spectrum of Hashkafa and another person on the other side of the spectrum of Hashkafa do their own avodas Hashem completely independent of one another. No, says the Nesivim Shalom. That's not what Hashem said when he said bisocham. A nuance. You hear it? V'asuli mikdash. You want me to live in your house that you're going to build for me? It's conditional, Moshe Leib. B'shachanti bisocham. Each individual member of Klal Yisrael needs to connect to one another to be miskasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says, if you look back at the pasuk, as kesef hakipur v'nasato so avodas oel moed. You're going to build me this house and you're going to do the avoda. But that avodah has got to be predicated on every member of Klal Yisrael playing their role. Every member of Klal Yisrael going arm in arm to collectively be dovek b'Hashem. That's v'shachanti b'socham. Not stam. And we know all the Torah, shachanti b'socham means each one of us have to build a mikdash ma'at. We all know that. But what he's saying over here is that collectively, each one of us have our own angle, each one of us have our own perspective, but at the end of the day, when you boil down to it, when you distill the Avodas Hashem, you've got to be arm in arm. You've got to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a unit. That's the Machatzis HaShekel, which I thought is a beautiful new interpretation of a Shachanti B'Yisrael, but it does not stop there, Mr. Hirshhorn. Skip to the next page. Take a look at the last paragraph of the piece. It's the third page, I believe. I'll let you read the whole thing on your own time. Take a look at the last page, last paragraph, where it says, V'gam be'ez giloy godel. Everybody see that? Share this at the Suda in 4 weeks, Mirtz Hashem. Says the Nesivim Shalom, Klal Yisrael, we're about to be annihilated. We're about to be destroyed, obliterated. It was over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with some courageous people in the form of Esther and Mordechai, swooped in and saved Klal Yisrael. It was a moment of tremendous recognition of Hashem and a tremendous amount of Ahavas Hashem and a tremendous amount of Ahavas he saw coming from Hashem and that he saved us. So listen to what the Nesivim Shalom says immediately after this episode, and it makes so much sense based on everything else he said today. V'gam is gilui godel Ahavas Yisbarach Yisrael sheniftach azlev yudu Hashem Yisbarach. When you see Hashem loving you so much, so what do you want to do? You want to reciprocate. So how did we go and reciprocate to get closer to Hashem? So I would have expected him to say, there was B'riyan Asifa, and we got all together, and we learned Shtark, and everybody heard Shiurim, and we had a tremendous, you know, Halo, V'hoda. What was the immediate reaction of Mordechai and Chazal in terms of how to demonstrate how we want to be close to Hashem to reciprocate that Ava? Unbelievable. Listen to what he says. They understood, how are we going to reciprocate? How are we going to grow close to Hashem the way we built the Beis HaMikdash? Kemo shamatzinu bepurim. Sha'acharei hagiloy hagadol nitz'achti yisro yichidi ayidei mitzvahs mishloach manos ish l'reyeyu. Immediately after they realized that Hashem literally saved their lives, we were in peril. Our existence was literally hanging in the balance. Klal Yisrael realized that by Hashem saving them, He loved them so much. How are they going to reciprocate? The same way they understood the Beis HaMikdash needs to be built on, that was Achdus. The way to be Dovik B'Hashem, to be Meskasher B'Hashem, is only through doing Avodas Hashem together. So what do they do immediately after they realize they were saved? What will be the greatest demonstration at that very moment in a Kiyum HaMitzvah to demonstrate that Achdus? Shalach Manos. So Shalach Manos is going to be, Hashem is going to say, I made the right decision. I saved them for the right reasons, because I realized that at the end of the day, they may be a little bit different. They may have varying perspectives. But the bottom line is, they understand that the only way to connect to Hashem, the only way to have a true, genuine, authentic relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through a kirva, is through a dveikus that is predicated on Achdus. And that, says the Nesivim Shalom, is why Dafka, they chose the mitzvah Shalach Manos immediately after this recognition, so they could convey to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that very value. So in summary, again, as I mentioned, the Nekuda, the Yisod, we've heard before, Machat Shekel, Achdus, but now seeing it through the Nesivim Shalom's eyes, understanding what this whole concept of the Avodas Oa Moed, because that very Avoda of the Machat Shekel was what going to generate the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, because it had to all be based on Achdus. We now understand V'shachanti B'Sochem in a way I never saw it before. It's not just to be built within me. B'Sochem, I'll only reside in that house if all of you, B'Achdus, will be willing to accept, be willing to internalize, be willing to do things together. And of course, as he concluded with an incredible insight that I know you'll all share, why it is that we have the Shalach Manos Dafka at this very moment of Purim, because when their lives were in the balance, and they understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally saved their lives, the tremendous amount of love that He demonstrated towards the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael recognized at that very moment that the greatest way to reciprocate that love is to be able to be Makarev, to be Medabik B'Hashem, B'Achdus. Hence, the mitzvah of Mishloach Maros. Have a great day. Oh, yeah.